The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello there. Hope you're having a good midweek. It's building up to what is going to be quite a tough weekend for the citizens of Delhi and the National Capital Region, because the air quality index is only going to dip further. It's gone from bad to worse already between yesterday and today, and it's only going to get worse going forward. But otherwise, the rest of India, whoever, wherever you are, I hope you're having a good time, and it's been a good week so far, and it continues to be so. As far as the show tonight, we're going to focus on the biggest political development of the day, that is Maharashtra, where finally there seems to be some amount of workability or amiability building within the Congress party towards the alliance with the Shiv Sena and the NCP. But it's not done. It's all not done yet. Although earlier in the day, Shiv Sena and Sanjay Raut had come out and very clearly said that there were some issues which have now been rectified, and hopefully by tomorrow morning we should hear something positive, and that by the first week of December there will be a government in place as a Shiv Senik being seated in the Chief Minister's chair. But the big twist was this afternoon, where Sharad Pawar had a 40-minute long conversation, one-on-one conversation with the Prime Minister. What was said was this was largely discussing the farmer woes and the agrarian woes as far as the state of Maharashtra, because the return monsoon, unseasonal rainfall has caused damage to about 325 talukas. And that is roughly around 55 lakh hectares of land. So that has been the biggest concern, and that was discussed at length because standing crops have been devastated, leaving farmers in a pitiable position. And Mr. Pawar coming out and saying that was exactly what was the only aspect that was discussed. But why a one-on-one meeting on agrarian crisis, which the PMO is already aware of, which Devendra Fadnavis, when he was the caretaker CM, has already apprised the centre of, and the Rajyapal has also sent a note on, as far as, and various delegations have already made their representations. So, was there something more than meets the eye, and did that meeting in the morning force the Congress's hand and the interim president Sonia Gandhi coming out with the nod? Although these are all sources, there was a meeting earlier in the evening which is scheduled, and we'll have to see how it all pans out. It'll all be in the build-up and just as we get into Maharashtra. But imagine the dynamics, what all has been said and the positions taken, absolutely opposite as far as ideology is concerned, positions on various sticky issues are concerned. One of the biggest one, perhaps the court has already adjudicated, so it's water under the bridge, that is the Ayodhya title suit and the Ram Mandir issue. But there are so many others. And in between all of this is the NCP. It is actually Sharad Pawar who's calling the shots, because it's not yet over till the time Sharad Pawar is convinced and it's all over. So the Congress party may say yes, but is Sharad Pawar saying yes? And there is also dissent brewing within the Sena ranks. There are many people who've been keeping quiet and seeing how it is going on, this entire dance with the NCP and the Congress, because for a lot of them, their entire political career largely has been around fighting the Congress and the NCP. The entire cadre base that supports them and that has helped them reach where they are has been only around the opposition to the NCP and the Sena, and how are they going to work that out? Is there going to be dissent among the ranks? Because there was news that came through that there are at least 17 MLAs who are really, really upset and who are ready to cross over or move away or break away from the Shiv Sena. Whether they go to the BJP or go to the NCP, we have to see. But if this yuti happens, then there is going to be a big problem. There is going to be an issue. These leaders will not want to remain in the Sena. And if they break away, is that advantage BJP? The other aspect is Mr. Pawar going to hold all his cards very, very close? And is he going to bring the Sena to heel? To heel in such a to such an extent where perhaps the Sena will be frustrated into giving up more than what it actually thought it would get? Or is Mr. Sharad Pawar going to look at the long-term prospects of the NCP after running the safe Sena aground, go ahead and get into an alliance with the BJP? Because he has given these indications in the past when in 2014, and I keep going back to this, when in 2014, all four parties fought separately. It was the BJP which had 122 seats. It was Devendra Fadnavis who stake claimed, and he went in for the floor test saying that he will have the support. And in the voice vote, it was the NCP that bailed out the BJP. And that's when Uddhav Thackeray came running back to the NDA and said, let's form the alliance and let's form the government together. This time around, it's a different play altogether. The Shiv Sena perhaps has burnt more bridges and burnt the bridges with the BJP, although they believe that there is still one small back door open. They have steered clear of criticizing certain people overtly, although the party has been criticized, its policies have been criticized. But the larger aspect is, what happens next? What happens next? Is Maharashtra going to get a stable government, or are the days numbered? What is the arrangement? What is the formula that's been worked out? Many people say it's a 16, 15, 12 kind of a formula. That means 16 ministers, cabinet berths for the Shiv Sena, 15 for the NCP and 12 for the Congress party, and a rotational chief minister basis. Now, when we say rotational chief minister basis, is it between all three parties or only two of them, that is the NCP and the Shiv Sena? So is the Shiv Sena going to agree to a 50-50 deal with the NCP as far as the chief minister's chair is concerned? These are all sticky issues, these are all sticking points. But first, the NCP and the Congress themselves have to agree. Sonia Gandhi's nod is only that the NCP and the Congress are in agreement that they can talk to the Sena. Now the talks will be taken forward, and is Mr. Sharad Pawar going to call the shots? So from Sena being trying to call the shots and trying to dictate terms in Maharashtra, it is Mr. Sharad Pawar who's now become the sutradhar. What a change of these political equations 27 days after the mandate. The mandate was given to the Mahayuti, and now we are having a different alliance which real politics has brought to the fore. And does the voter, does the cadre have a choice? That's the sad part. We'll talk more about that tonight on The Right Stand. Debate number two, the focus turns towards Andhra Pradesh and what Mr. Jagan Mohan Reddy is up to. The BJP up in arms with what it calls is nothing but policies to help the entire, what they allege is a conversion racket going around in Andhra Pradesh. There are many other states where this allegation is being made that by giving them inducements in the guide of health, help and aid, and by the outreach, the right to propagate religion is being misused. And this is now politics coming in, and political parties, as a Christian himself, Jagan Mohan Reddy is helping the Christian community further its cause among the people of Andhra Pradesh. That is the allegation that's being made, that he is giving conversion a free run within his state in the guise of trying to give aid, help to pilgrims so that they can visit Jerusalem. He's extended the same dole and the same aid to those who want to go for Hajj and even to Hindu pilgrims when they want to visit. But the BJP is not buying it, saying that from that incident where you tried to brand and give, you know, tacit messages behind tickets to Tirupati, which had messages for another religion, for Christianity, trying to push Christianity, to the policies that you have tried to unleash so far, there is a underlying machination. There is an underlying intent behind all of this. That's where this entire debate is. Who's playing politics over faith? That's the question that we will try and find the answer to in debate number two tonight on The Right Stand. I'll see you there. Hope you have a good evening. Bye for now.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.